In West Africa, after 14 years of brutal civil war, thousands of refugees from Liberia are heading toward resettlement in this country. The Liberian refugees had fled to neighboring Ivory Coast, but there was growing political instability there too, and an attempted coup a year and a half ago. As Carrie Giardino reports now, this U.S. resettlement plan offers new hope.
Singing on the bus ride to Abidjan Airport in Ivory Coast, Liberian refugees are preparing for their first airplane rides as part of a group resettlement program. These 67 are only a handful compared to the 7,000 expected to go to America before the end of May. One of the refugees selected, Eddie Manisawa, came with her parents to Ivory Coast to escape the civil war, only to lose contact with them when fighting broke out in Western Ivory Coast in 2002.
I was at school when the rebel attacked. So since then, I have not heard from my parents. I don't know their whereabouts.
A spokesman with United Nations Refugee Agency, Sanda Kimbimbi, says resettlement is viewed as a last resort for refugees, but was necessary for these Liberians living in Ivory Coast when war began there.
And there we have to mention that Liberians, you know, took part in the conflict in Cote d'Ivoire. I'm not saying Liberian refugees as such, but I mean there is clearly what I would call the Liberian factor in the war in Cote d'Ivoire. So that created an environment of insecurity, I would say, for all refugees.
Although many of the 350,000 Liberians who sought asylum in neighboring countries are now returning home, a large percentage say there is nothing left for them in their homeland. The area representative from the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Panos Moumsis, recalls how many Liberians in Ivory Coast feared for their lives.
And I still remember in my mind this woman who wrote me a letter saying, please put us on a ship in the middle of the ocean. It will be safer than staying where we are. So we had to find an extraordinary solution, a solution out of the usual, and this is where this prototype program came to place.
As part of the criteria for being selected, the refugees must prove they have a legitimate fear of persecution if they return home. They also have to undergo a medical screening, which can cause delays if, for example, symptoms of measles or chickenpox are spotted. While they wait for clearance, they are taught about the differences between Africa and America, such as the symbols used on men's and women's restrooms, the importance attributed to being on time, how to navigate airplane travel, and as Yemma Ida Ernst explains, adjusting to the new life could prove difficult.
America, one, this is a strange place I'm going, but at least in the orientation class, I study one or two things. But one thing I know, life is not going to be like bread and butter. That is, it's not going to be easier, and life itself is not easier. Everywhere to make a successful life, you must have tough times.
Some of the refugees will stay with relatives in the States, while others will be assisted by non-governmental organizations to find housing, employment, and to purchase basic necessities. Most of them do not know anything about the specific states they will soon be calling home. Once the group resettlement program ends in May, individual refugees may still apply for resettlement in America. According to the State Department, the ceiling for the total number of refugees worldwide to be accepted into the United States is 70,000 for this fiscal year. Of that, 25,000 could come from African nations. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Giardino reporting from Abidjan.